You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, we want to do a story that started in Iowa. Jeremy, my second home, right?
Much. Yeah, I do love Iowa.
Maybe your future home.
We'll see. Maybe. It's awfully cold in the winter.
Yeah. This is a story about a mom who wanted to throw a birthday party for her son who was turning 5. His name is Xander. I kind of like that name.
Xander?
Anyway, the mom posted a TikTok video after she and her husband took their kid for his 5th birthday to
where?
Hooters.
Hey! That seems like a place you'd take a kid named Xander.
They said, the story I'm reading says, looks like he had a pretty good time. The waitresses, the servers came out and did their birthday thing, where they had him stand on a chair and flap his arms like a bird while they sang to him.
I watched it. Like, they made something out of a napkin or something that looked like a beak, okay. And he held it in his mouth like he had a beak, and then they gave him, like, pie tins to wave his arms like a bird. And, I mean, it was cute. They made his day. Little Xander.
So now the video kind of went viral and blew up with people all making comments. Some people saying, oh, how cool, that's funny, ha, ha, ha. Or telling jokes, like the jokes like, hey, it's the day Xander realized video games were lame, ha. But there were maybe more people who started blasting the mom, saying worst mom of the year, taking a 5-year-old to celebrate his birthday at Hooters. Now,
it's still just a restaurant. I mean, it is a restaurant, and to a 5-year-old kid, it's a restaurant where he's going to go get some chicken.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what the backstory is, or the front story is, to Hooters. He doesn't know.
Right.
To him, he's just going out for a birthday dinner. Who cares?
If we asked our listeners, is this cool? Is it not cool? Would you blast the mom? Would you tell everybody to relax? Like, which camp would you fall into? I hate to say this because, you know, I hate to be on the fence. I'm 50-50 on this.
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
Because I start thinking of all the places you could take a 5-year-old where they would absolutely love having their birthday.
Take them to Chuck E. Cheese, for God's sake.
Chuck E. Cheese comes to mind.
Yes.
I don't know if they don't have those in Iowa. I don't know.
There's got to be something like it, though. Some sort of play place where you can get food and a birthday cake and the kids can go jump in a ball pit, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a Hooters guy. I think I've been to one when I was like in high school with my buddies. Other than that, I'm like, I'm not going to be seen there. It's not for me. They are like, or like a Twin Peaks. I'm not going to be there. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But then I know like the guy that we used to work with that would take his wife to Hooters every year for Mother's Day, and it was just kind of a funny thing that they did. So I don't know if this is, they're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily make a comment about the restaurant because
yeah, I don't
know.
Got
people who listen to us who either work there or have somebody they know who works there, and it's like, look, you do you.
It's just
really
not for
care.
Us. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, it's not for me. But I mean, if people want to go, great. The thing about the 5-year-old, how do our listeners feel about it? 303-691-1-MIX-691-1649. The bigger discussion might even be just 5-year-old birthdays in general and what that's
and how
like.
Do you it's get been... out of going to those?
Right. What's the secret sauce to get out of going to a 5-year-old birthday party?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're in prime birthday party mode because your kids are.
We go to a lot of them, man. Yes, we do. We actually went to one this last Sunday, and it was funny because the mom invited, like, I think she said it was 19 kids to this party. And she was just kind of doing the math. She's like, I've done this before. She's like, and maybe 50% of the kids will show up because some, you know, they'll have things going on, other plans. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm planning on about, you know, eight kids showing up or whatever. And she's like, all of them RSVP'd yes. She was like, ah, crap. She's like, no, I'm going to have all these kids. I got to feed them. A lot of the parents stick around. She's like, all of a sudden, I've got this full house. She's like, when does it end? When do the birthday parties officially stop?
Man, I've been there. I remember that with Dominic and doing a party and a sleepover where I thought only half the kids might come. And no, they all came. They all spent the night.
It was practically a nightmare.
But here come all the text messages. Alex is saying, look, it's not a strip club.
It's really not. But, I mean, it's low-cut shirts, and you're there to look. I mean,
Julie says the issue isn't whether to take your five-year-old to Hooters. The issue is pimping it on social media. And then she goes, ick. I have to agree with Julie on this. The pimping of your five-year-old's birthday party, that I don't think I would want to.
I don't know if she was going for that, though. Like, I think she was genuinely just posting a sweet video of her kid getting, you know, acting like a bird and having the young ladies sing to him. I mean, because it was a sweet video.
Right, but I think the point, and it's something that I know you adhere to, is not putting your children on social media because there's so many creepers out there that you don't necessarily want to put.
Well, creepers slash nobody wants to see your kids. So there is that. That's a biggie. Nobody wants to see how cute your kids are. Only you think your kids are cute. So
nobody wants
to see your children. Sorry.
Madeline says, my son got his first heartbreak in college. I immediately took him to Hooters and told the servers they were so sweet.
Somebody said, I worked for Hooters for years. It's fine for kids. It's a fun, lively environment. You'll see more at the mall, pool, or the beach. That's Kelsey. Kelsey wrote in.
Brad says, my dad took me to Hooters when I was 7. 33 years later, I still remember I had fun, came home, and mom was pissed at dad.
Okay, yeah. It does sound like something a dad would do for the kid, but this time around, it's the mom.
It was the mom.
This person says maybe it's the kid's favorite restaurant. Maybe that's where he wanted to go.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know, but then he's been there before, hasn't he?
303-691-1MIX is how you reach your boys. If you want to call, great. If you want to text, great. 303-691-1649. Diana says, I don't think it matters personally, but my friend's son, who is 11, was recently invited to another kid's party at Hooters. That is a no for me. So what is she saying? For five-year-olds, it's okay, but for 11-year-olds, it's not? We're talking about this story out of Iowa, a mom who, for her son's 5th birthday, took him to Hooters and then posted all the videos of him having a great time there with the servers at Hooters. And a lot of people were outraged.
Oh, this is disgusting. It's too sexual. Why are you doing that to a kid?
Anyway, so we've been hearing from a lot of people. Most of the people who are writing to us are saying, you know, it's not a big deal.
I love Steph, who says, first, nobody goes to Hooters for chicken, Jeremy. They go there for the fried pickles. I didn't know. I don't go there.
And then you might start going.
Steph said, second, didn't anyone see the movie with Adam Sandler? Maybe the mom used to work there and she's friends with the staff. What movie was that? Big Daddy. Yeah, Big Daddy. She says, calm down. It's just a restaurant.
calm down. You need to calm down. I love the note from Charisma. She says, I was thinking maybe the kid likes owls or birds in general.
Oh, yes.
We don't know the backstory.
The majestic owl. Yes, you're right. What a great point.
No, I got to say, that is funny. They took the kid there because he's into owls. Okay. My favorite note of all, though, is a text we got from Cassandra. Because we were talking about 5th birthday parties in general. And she says, my 5th birthday party was at a funeral home.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. She says, my aunt worked there, so she got a room there for free. I don't really remember it, but I've seen a lot of pictures. It's the weirdest thing.
That is really weird.
A 5th birthday party at a funeral home.
Playing hide and seek in the caskets. And
oh, my God. You know, when I was a senior in high school, I was in the senior musical. And you did some theater, too, so you remember cast parties. So we had a big cast party when the senior musical closed after the last performance, and trying to come up with a place to have it, one of our buddies, who was also a senior in high school, his family owned a mortuary. And he says, we can do the party there, because it wasn't going to be until, I don't know, 11, 12 o'clock at night. He says, we can get in and we'll just have our cast party. And we did.
Yeah, perfect.
And we had a cast party after the senior musical with all these coffins and caskets.
You can be as loud as you want. You're not going to wake anybody up.